Power Center's green tag sale just got better, with savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Look for green tags and get incredible deals, like ESP electric guitars, just $99. Mogami cables, up to 72% off list, starting at just $19. Or a complete five-piece drum set, just $2.99. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. But hurry, Guitar Center's green tag sale ends Sunday. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Kitchen and bath renovations can be very time-consuming and expensive, but they don't have to be. The team at Cabinets Flooring & More can make the process of designing, choosing, and finishing your remodeling project affordable and worry-free. They have certified interior designers on staff and their own installation crews, not subcontractors, to make your project a reality. Visit their massive warehouse showroom on Manchester Road near Hampton today, or visit them online at cabinetsflooringandmore.com. Cabinets Flooring & More. Quality products at unbelievable prices.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep.
See, the whole pace, the whole day just changed. As soon as that music started, everybody's day is about to change.
Can't you hear
all the serious stuff? Everything about Hillary's email.
What?
We're not going to talk about all that.
I'm thankful I don't even know what that is.
You don't?
No.
I don't either.
You guys really need to watch the news. Seriously. I'll let Willie do his thing and I'll bring you up to speed. Idiots.
Like I said, I'm thankful I don't even know.
Idiots.
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Too late. Already wrecked. Thanks anyway, Mike. Good direction.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Gold dust at my feet.
Gold dust at my feet.
On the sunny side of the street. Well, Hillary apparently had, the whole time she was Secretary of State, all of her emails were done through her own server.
Oh, I did see that.
Personal email.
Yes.
Which means... I don't want to start having, people, look, it's kind of like a Swiss bank account. People who are law-abiding citizens can have a Swiss bank account. It's not illegal to have a Swiss bank account. It's not illegal to have your own server. But you got to ask yourself the question, why would somebody do that? Well, why would you have money in a bank in Switzerland? We have banks here. You do it to hide it. Why do you have a personal server put in your home so that all of your emails, if you decide to delete them, zap them, they're gone. They're gone forever. Nobody can retrieve them. Unlike if your email is done through Yahoo or Gmail or something, it's out there. Hmm. Somebody could grab it. You can't. If somebody decides they want to eliminate some or all of some correspondence, then the government cannot ever get it. That's all. That's not saying that she did anything wrong. Certainly what she did wasn't illegal. It's just interesting. So that's what that's about. But I said we're not going to talk about that, and then you made me talk about it.
Yeah.
See what you did? See what you did there? Now here's another thing we're going to talk about. My son, I have two. One is Adam and the other is Austin, and... the guy who's been on the air least is Adam. Austin's been on a couple of times. My daughter's on every Christmas singing really badly.
Right.
But we don't talk to Adam a lot. We're going to change that. And before I bring him on here, I need to tell you he will probably cough because he has a cough. And that's the reason for this particular conversation. He has one of those very irritating coughs that you can't stop it. And you cannot... figure out a way to you think to yourself, I'm not going to cough.
You get that tickle back
yes,
there.
Yes, and you do. Not, and yeah. He's had this for two or three days. And he's just something. He's got something. Now, this started.
You need to start smoking. That's what happens. Okay, go ahead.
You see, Dan, now, there are a lot of people that will say, why would that man give people, young people, that bad advice?
Yeah.
They don't know when you're kidding sometimes. Sometimes your humor.
Is over
the way you
say,
said it so seriously, you need to start smoking. You know, now I get emails from people. I can't believe you're current. Dan Strauss. Give me your email address, Dan. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Big Dan something. What is it?
Dan Big 550.
Dan Big 550.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. So he called his doctor, and I'll let him, I'm trying to keep him from having to talk a lot because he's got this coughing issue, but he called his regular doctor. He lives in Osage Beach, Missouri. My son does. And so he called the doctor, and of course they said, we need to come in. No, he didn't want to come in. He's got a cough, and he didn't want to do that. So he got really disgusted with his doctor. So then he called his brother, my other son, who I told you a couple of weeks ago had done this online doctor visit thing. And this is the future, but it actually is the present, and this is where we're headed. Meeting with a doctor and having an appointment with a doctor online, face-to-face, screen-to-screen, at least, with Skype. And now, let's bring to the microphone, center stage, my son, Adam. Let's welcome him to the show.
Actually, Dan's not entirely wrong. I did start smoking crack cocaine about 2 weeks ago.
That's not fun.
I'm not saying that's the cause of it, but it might be related.
Yeah, a lot of people who have kids on drugs, they don't think
I'm kidding.
Okay, Adam, give out your email address.
Give me your email address. So I want you to tell, this is so incredible. I want you to just, you got disgusted with your doctor, and I don't blame you because I've been through that where you know it's a prescription, it's not going to kill you, you need antibiotics or whatever, and they go, well, you need to schedule an appointment. Well, crap, by the time I can get in there and have an appointment, it'll be gone, it'll work itself out. I'm just like to stop coughing. So then what did you do? Tell them how you did this.
Long story short, about a week ago, I started waking up coughing in the morning, and I couldn't figure, we don't get sick a lot.
Right.
It's just, we don't.
Now, I don't know why your phone sounds kind of muddy, and I don't know why. Maybe.
Are you there? How about this? Better?
That's a little better. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, a little better. So, and it might be my voice, too, but.
No, that's better.
Okay. So it started about a week and a half ago. And it's just coughing in the morning, and I don't smoke, never have, when I was regularly, whatever. But, so I called my physician down here, and I only see him on not a regular basis, when they need something. And I said, can you call me in some cough medicine or some antibiotics, hoping he would just do it over the phone. But since I hadn't been to see him in over a year, they wanted me to make a visit, come in, and of course he was booked because everybody's sick. So she says, well, you have to go to the urgent care center. And copay for urgent care is $75. And us, I'm kind of cheap when it comes to that stuff, but if it's a watch or something from my car,
different story.
It's a totally different story.
$75. Now get to it. You went online. What did you do?
No, and then I remembered all that Austin did. So I logged in. It was called, I'm a little, this mess makes you a little jittery.
It's Live Health Online.
LiveHealthOnline.com. It's an app. I'm not computer savvy, so I use my iPad. And you log in. You put in your information, your health care. And I don't think you need health insurance, but, of course, I used it. My copay was $30 versus the $75, and login information, credit card, whatever. It's legitimate. And a menu comes up with doctors in Missouri. You could select. I just picked the guy that kind of looks normal. He pulls up his credentials, graduate of WashU, 20 years family medicine.
Wow.
5-star rating. I'm like, okay, I like that guy. And so there's one patient in front of you. So I hit him.
Now, how do you know that? Does it come up on the screen and say you have one patient ahead of you?
Yes. It says it's like a waiting symbol, circle. It's FaceTime. And we're on FaceTime a lot, so that's still new to me.
Okay.
And a gal comes on and gives you instructions. She's like, while you're in the waiting room, I'll describe to you what's going to happen.
Now, is this just a voice, a recorded voice, or
is
she
live? It's recorded. It's just a recording. It's her face, but it's recorded.
Okay.
Yeah. So she explains how this works. And then in about 2 minutes, a guy in a shirt and tie.
Yes.
All right. We had to clip out the name. Okay.
What did I say?
Well, don't worry about it. Go on. Now you can continue. It's a live guy. He's a doctor. He's got a tie on.
He says, Adam, what's your issues? And I said, I've had this persistent cough. And while I'm talking, I'm looking at him, and he's typing. And he starts taking notes, what's your symptoms? And I'm coughing into a napkin, you know, a tissue. He's like, what's your septum something color? I said, well, he's like, your mucus. I know that's gross, yeah. But I described it to him. He's writing it down. And he asked me, he's like, I want you to take a couple deep breaths for me. He's like, hold your microphone up to your mouth. And you get that fluttering kind of, you know, that bronchial whatever.
So you're on an iPad, so you just put the iPad up closer.
No, I'm just holding it in front of my face. I'm sitting in
my office. You to hear you exhale.
Yeah, just to hear me inhale and exhale a couple times. And so he goes, okay. He's like, he asks, you know, what do you do for a living, and my medical history, all that stuff. All in all, this took 12 minutes. And the restaurant industry, he's like, are you going to need a work note? I said, no. I said, we don't take off work. I'm like you, 50, 60 hours a week.
I'm still 70 for me, maybe. Yeah,
we work.
Right.
I said, I will be at work tomorrow.
Yeah, workaholic.
And I said, here's the deal. I said, give me whatever you'd give, like, a horse to get knock this thing out. I said, I have to work. So he's like, I said, I'm positive you have acute bronchitis with bronchial spasms or something.
Okay.
He's like, I can hear it in your voice and, you know, your septum, whatever. And he said, I'm going to prescribe you some medication. He said, I'm going to prescribe you four medications, an inhaler, a cough suppressant, and obviously you can't, you know, give narcotic medications over online. That's fine. Just whatever the strongest one is all I asked for, and an antibiotic. My doctor called me back and just said, go get some Robitussin.
Oh, yeah. Robitussin.
Or go to
Chris Rock
care.
Has a great,
they don't
Chris
like
Rock,
giving out the antibiotics.
Chris Rock has a great routine on Robitussin. Chris Rock says when he grew up, Robitussin was the answer for everything. Tussin. Get some Tussin. All right, so now let's get right to the main crux of this thing. How does he wrap this up with you online? He just says, okay.
He just wraps this up. He says, I'm going to call this prescription. I've seen that you've chosen Walmart Pharmacy. I said, that's correct. He said, oh, cool. Okay, I'll call these in. And he's like, I would recommend Mucinex or then some Benadryl to help you sleep, because this one medicine is going to make you anxious and jittery. And he says, all you have to do now is press the end button, and I'll process and send you a report, and your prescription should be ready shortly. I said, okay. And it was about 10 minutes, 12 minutes. So I press end. 30 minutes later, I get a text from Walmart, and your prescription's Rx is ready.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And so I go up, I pick up my inhaler, a cough suppressant, a steroid, and...
you're going to be able to lift weights now.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah.
Steroid and I'll pull up the antibiotic. And I asked the pharmacist, I said, is all this stuff okay? Because, you know, I didn't know if he was just trying to sell me. She said, no, it looks like you want this done and gone. I said, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so from the time you went online, how
about
long?
20 minutes.
The whole
when
thing.
When I started logging in, I downloaded the app.
And you were finished with your conference with him, and it was all over 20 in 20 minutes.
Wow.
And then how long before you get the
everything
email from
was in my hand in an hour.
And 1 hour, he in goes
hour,
from logging in to having his prescriptions, they're ready and waiting for you to pick them up.
I mean, of course, I sent my girlfriend to go get them, but...
Well, yeah, you've got to talk to
your
friends before.
I mean, I'm sick.
Yeah, you can't do that. She has to do it. Wow. Okay, people, I know what's going to happen here. I'm going to get a bunch of emails from people. What was that? It's Live Health Online.
Online.
He can't. He's interrupting me. LiveHealthOnline.com. That's it.
There's a couple different ones. Like Dr. Phil has one. He advertises.
No, I don't like Dr. I don't care.
I've told people about this. And, oh, it's the girls. I've seen that on Dr. Phil. And there's a couple other companies that do it. But, this is the future. This is, you're cutting down on receptionist costs.
Now, there are doctors. I'm assuming there are doctors now This is the only way they're going to practice. They're going to, one after the other, they're going to visit with people online. People who are shut in, people who are older, people who can't get out for whatever reason. Maybe the stinking weather around the country, they can't get their doctors out. I'm telling you, there are going to be doctors who go, this is how I want to practice medicine.
And eventually, maybe they'll have some sort of hookups to the computer where you can stick a finger in or something like that.
No, they already have that with iPhones. It'll
measure your blood pressure and your pulse.
You hold over your heart. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, you sound better than yesterday, because yesterday you couldn't get one sentence out without hacking and coughing. It's starting to take. Just get a lot of sleep, okay? I mean, I've always thought that's the best thing, is just knock yourself out and get a lot of sleep.
Well, in his report, he said, I look well-nourished, you know. And
well, we're both really well-nourished. Yeah. We're fat.
So I should be fine.
I like a doctor that calls heavy well-nourished. You know what? I like this guy. Keep his name, because that's the guy I want to go to. Well, you look well-nourished. That's a positive spin on being heavy.
No, he was very nice, and I have a feeling he was at home, because it's mahogany shelves behind him with books. It could have been a fake wall. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
But if he probably works out of his house, because he's been doing this for so long.
And you know what? You saw his credentials, all that stuff coming. You can check
it's all
him
legit.
Out.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Listen, go get some sleep, okay?
All right, Daddy. Love you.
Love you, man. Adam. Son number one. I don't mean that as a ranking of preference. He was born first. So, and he called me yesterday, and he was just so excited about this. He said, this is the greatest thing. And unlike a lot of online experiences, frustrating, you can't get navigated, or on hold on the phone, again, from the time he logged in till the prescriptions are ready to pick up, all of it in an hour. In 20 minutes, he was offline and finished with his conversation, and the guy's looking at him live. And how about the doctor saying, hold the iPad up close and inhale and exhale for
him. Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
So I don't know the doctor's name. I cannot respond if, you know, 100 people email me and go, and I'm not interested in promoting
website?
This. I mean, these people, if they want to buy an advertising package, they can. But I will do it one more time, livehealthonline.com. Here's what I would do, folks. If you're interested, go Google online doctor visits, and two or three of these companies will come up, and that's the easy way to do it, and try it for yourself. But $30, he would have spent that for an actual visit in an office after waiting an hour in the waiting room.
Yeah.
And had to get out in the cold and whatever. So there's the deal. That's both my sons now have done this, and they absolutely raved about it. And I really do believe, look, there are doctors who are what's called boutique doctors. They have a boutique practice where you pay X number of dollars a year. It's like belonging to a club. And you can always get in. You get an appointment. You can call them. It costs you. You need to have a grand or $1,500 a year. But it's so much better if you can afford it than just being another number waiting for them to come out and call your name, and some doctor who has far too many patients. And these boutique doctors limit the number of patients they'll see. I have a friend who's one of these guys. He has 800 patients, and they pay $800 a year. Get your calculator out, okay? Whoa. Pretty good gig. Pretty good gig. But when you see him, you talk to him in his office for a couple hours. It's not in and out, see you next. So there's something to be said for it if you can afford it. And they take insurance. He said that when he went online, they ask you, you know, what insurance do you have? And I guess after you put your insurance in, then it opens up and shows you all the available doctors that are covered under that plan.
Yeah.
And he said there were lots of them. And this guy happened to be in Kansas City. He was a physician in Kansas City. So I just thought it was, you know, we keep saying Jetsons and the future. That's it. It's not the future. It's here. It's here. So there you go. And that, between that and being able to Skype or FaceTime your son or your brother who's in Afghanistan or something, that's this technology thing. We live in a great time, depending on your outlook. I know a lot of people that wish we were in the 1950s again, but boy, some of this stuff, you know, there's a reason that people live twice as long as they did 100 years ago, and it's technology. and it's knowledge and drugs that we have we didn't have before and surgical procedures we had. So, you know, moving forward is not always a bad thing. There's a lot about it that I don't like, too. But overall, pretty good time to be around, and they'll be saying that 50 years from now, too. I'm going to do a little business, and then we're going to come back. We're going to do the Burke segment. It's Thursday today. This is our wide-open day. This is the day we don't care what you call about. We're going to talk to as many people as we can. It's also talent show day. And let's please not let this day go by without at least a couple of people participating. As a contestant, all you have to have is an audible talent. Bird calls, whistler, impressionist, singer, pianist, trumpet player. No,
how do you
pianist.
Do that
pianist.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you can put the phone down and let us hear it or hold on to the phone, and we'll take it. We'll take any and all contestants. But first, a word from one of our sponsors, one of our fine sponsors, Johnny Londo Chevrolet, unable to join us today. That means they're busy, and that means you, AM and the PM people, some of you are probably there right now looking at an Equinox or the new Trax, T-R-A-X, which is a small SUV, very interesting vehicle, or an Impala or a Silverado or whatever it is. We can't thank you enough, and you're probably going to thank us, too, if we're the reason you went there. And if we are, please, please tell them that. This is a very successful dealership that has been at its current location since 1960, so I believe that's something like 55 years. I don't have a calculator. I just did that off the top of my head, but I think it's 55. Yeah. Thank you. And it's all about the car buying experience. It's not so much about the vehicle. If you hate Chevys, and then there's nothing they can do that's going to be of interest to you. You know? And that's not the case so much anymore, but years ago there were people who were Chrysler loyal, Ford loyal. Anybody who's a baby boomer has a dad, an uncle, a grandpa, or somebody that you know, I wouldn't have a Chrysler. I mean, when I grew up, I used to hear that from a couple of my relatives. My mother, for a long time, says, you wouldn't get me in a Ford. You know, but she hadn't been in one for 10 years. She didn't even know anything about them. Or Chrysler was another. Well, those Chryslers, you can't keep them running. Those days are over. A lot of good vehicles. Everything is a good vehicle now. But then you have to narrow down from all the great vehicles there are, which one do you like the looks of? Which one feels right to you? There was a car that I wanted for years and years and years, and I wouldn't buy it because this particular car had an emergency brake handle by your right leg. And the way I sit in the car, my right knee would always hit that handle. And I test drove them several times. I took one home, and I just thought, I don't care how much I like this car. I'll never be comfortable with this car. So you need to get in it. I know online is great. That's a great place to start. But get into Johnny Londoff and get the Londoff love and the hug and the experience and all that goes with it. And then you'll never dread buying a car again. And Chevy's got a lot of fantastic products right now. And you can buy them a lot of places. And all the other Chevy dealers have exactly the same things. You know what they don't have? The Londoff love and the Londoff experience. And the way Londoff's people have of treating people, treating customers. That's what you want. Washington, Elizabeth exit off 270, where they've been for 55 years. Londoff.com 24/7. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. You've got an accident now. It's on the ramp from eastbound 70 to Hanley. They're doing road work at the ramp from eastbound 70 onto Highway 94. Then we've got slow traffic now from Hampton through McCausland on westbound 40. A little bit heavy again from Dallas out through Highway 270. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dig on USA Network. Tonight, USA Network presents Dig from the executive producers of Homeland and Heroes. Solve the mystery. Save the world. Dig premieres tonight at 9 Central on USA Network. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in St. Louis?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the St. Louis area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. St. Louis is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-266-2063. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-266-2063. That's 1-800-266-2063.
Our family had a savings account until our furnace died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no emergency fund and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But if you buy a home warranty from American Home Shield, they help pay your covered repairs for you. For a free quote, call 1-800-900-9517. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will help pay covered repairs for you? Your furnace, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield help pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather keep more of your savings, call for a free quote, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-900-9517. That's 1-800-900-9517.
Is the price of a hearing aid keeping you from hearing as clearly as you'd like? That's understandable. A traditional hearing aid can cost you $5,000 or more. And worse yet, it's not covered by Medicare. Fortunately, now there's ListenClear, a life-changing breakthrough that's a fraction of the cost of traditional hearing aids. ListenClear is precisely designed by top audio engineers and is completely adjustable, so you can find the perfect way to hear everything wherever you are. And right now, you can try ListenClear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-400-1268. ListenClear is amazingly affordable, super lightweight, and practically invisible, so it's easy on your ear and your wallet. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-400-1268. That's 1-800-400-1268. 1-800-400-1268.
When you're choosing a dentist, there are a few things that are important. One is you want a dentist that cares. Well, Bowen Dental Care is a family practice by a family that cares. You also want one-stop shopping, and at Bowen Dental Care, all of their work is done under one roof in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care has been serving the community for 40-plus years, and the practice has been handed down from generation to generation, all under one roof. Orthodontics, Invisalign, wisdom teeth, teeth whitening, root canals, oral surgery, and yes, dental implants, all under one roof. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, right there at 270 and 170 and Dunn Road. For all of your dentist needs, you need a family dentist that cares. Insurance, no insurance, Bowen Dental Care will work with you. 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. Pre-planning a funeral is usually not on the top of people's to-do list, but it should be. Pre-planning your funeral is a natural part of life. It provides you with time to make end-of-life decisions in a calm and rational atmosphere. Giving a pre-plan to those you love gives everyone greater peace of mind. We can help you with details and information and a way to make these decisions during a less stressful time. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, being an information resource and helping hand for over 80 years.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
For your next flight to Tampa, St. Pete, or Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, family-friendly, free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airlines at Mid-America Airport. Allegiant Airlines has direct flights to these sunny destinations from convenient Mid-America Airport, where you'll find low fares, short lines, and free parking. So next time, fly Allegiant Airlines from Mid-America Airport. Book your flight today at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored in part by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Hey, it's almost spring. It's time to get ready to sell. Hi, Terry Hall here. Thinking of selling? It's time to figure out, how do you get the most for your home? What's it worth? What's the neighborhood selling for? How long will it take and how much will it cost you? Call me, Terry Hall, and take advantage of all my experience. 314-220-0524. Make the call and get all the answers you need to sell your home. I'm Terry Hall, and my number is 314-220-0524.
Never liked this song.
Really?
Yeah. Never liked it. I'm going to do a quick bit of business, and we're going to do the Burt segment. We're going to take a bunch of calls, and we're going to have some talent, and it's going to be a great Thursday. And here's the really good news. This part of the country is finally headed for 60-degree weather.
Yes.
That looks a lot different than it has for the last, I don't know, forever, it seems like. As of yesterday, we were down to just shy, right at one half of the country in the deep freeze. So it was 63% covered with snow a week ago. Now more like half. It'll start to melt, and it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be great for the car wash business. Congratulations, Westport Car Wash.
Oh, man.
You got a bonanza coming your way this next few days. First Community Credit Union, I've told you that's where I do all my banking. It's the truth. You bring in a polygraph expert, put me on the stand, stack of Bibles, take the oath. I don't bank anywhere else. First Community Credit Union, that's it, because they do everything that I would need to do or you would need to do. If all you need is a debit card, done. Credit card, too, done. Checking account, savings account, car loan, all that done. And done well, I might add. There is not just a reason, there are lots of reasons that First Community Credit Union has exploded and become as big as they have. And big as is good. When it comes to a banking facility, you don't want a little bank. Little bank means not much in the way of assets and stability and security. You don't want that. Like Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart. That was like a little bank. And look what happened. And all kinds of guy loses $8,000, and oh my goodness, they're in huge trouble. First Community Credit Union is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and they have 40 locations. And I would love for you to leave your bank, close everything out, and put it all there, and let them help you do all the things you need the banking facility to do. 40 locations where you can stop in and get some fresh popcorn, get some information, or just go to this website, firstcommunity.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Here is Eon the Peon. It's all yours.
Thank you very much. I was perusing one of the websites I visit on a daily basis today, Reddit. Reddit.com, and yep. I stumbled upon this. It's been a while since we've done a quiz, so I found this Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader
I like
quiz.
These.
So
don't do well, Adam, but we like it.
So what should we do here? You want to do you and Dan both, and then yell out your name?
Yes, I like that way. I'll yell Frank, and he'll yell Dan, and whichever one. And then we... If one misses, the other gets the chance to make it right, and that person gets the point, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Dan, you ready?
Yeah.
You going to keep score, Peon?
Yes, I'll keep score.
Okay.
First question, what planet is closest to the sun?
Oh, man.
Frank, I got a 1 in 9 shot here, seven shot or whatever. Jupiter? Oh, man. Dan.
I was going to say.
I narrowed it down for you.
Yes. I know. Thanks. Saturn.
Ooh. What is it?
Correct answer is Mercury.
Mercury.
Well, now
yes, you guys
I didn't think about Mercury.
My very extravagant mother just sold us 9 pizzas. Do you remember that little That's how I remember the order of the planets from the sun.
My very
extravagant mother just sold us 9 pizzas. That's great.
Yeah.
Mercury,
it still sticks with me.
Wow. Venus, Earth.
Mars.
My very extravagant Mars, Jupiter, Uranus.
No, just sold us.
So yeah, Jupiter, Uranus.
Saturn. Us.
Oh, just sold
Saturn,
us.
Yes.
Saturn, Uranus.
Nine.
Hold on. Jupiter, Uranus. Just sold us. I don't know.
Neptune.
Nine. What was it?
And
nine pizzas.
Yes.
Yeah, Pluto. So
and now Pluto's not considered a planet anymore, right?
Well, I guess so. I don't know.
Now there's like 50 planets.
I know.
We were lied to.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. There are 5 Great Lakes, of course. Everybody knows that. And the lake with the largest surface area is...
Wow. Dan.
Yes?
Like Michigan?
Superior?
Oh, hey! 1-0.
Kind of makes sense with the name Superior.
Oh, yeah. That's the idiot. 1-0. Boy, you stupid.
Yeah.
Next one. A heptagon has how many sides?
Heptagon.
Heptagon.
Hep?
H-E-P.
Oh, wow.
Frank.
Yes?
9?
Oh, correct.
Dan?
Yes?
7?
There you go.
Hold on. That would be a septagon, wouldn't it?
No, I think that's 6.
Whatever. 1-1.
All right, 1-1. Next question. How long is 1 regular term for a U.S. representative?
A representative?
Frank, yes.
2 years.
There you go.
2-0. I mean, 2-1.
Next one. What is the largest South American country by area?
Oh, good grief.
Country.
These are all 5th grader questions now.
They are?
Yes.
South American country by area. Frank.
Yes.
Mexico?
South America. That is a Central American country.
Hey, I didn't do that well in geography.
Dan, free guess here?
A free guess?
It doesn't cost you.
You can't lose.
I'm trying to think of a South American country.
2-1? You need this to tie it up. It's 2-1. He didn't even know any South American country.
Africa.
Brazil.
Oh, my God.
Brazil. Is it Brazil?
Brazil is the correct
answer. Oh,
man.
It's too late.
Africa.
All right. And the next one. Of these choices, what is the lowest prime number? 0, 1, or 2?
Oh, I hate this
Dan.
Stuff.
Yes?
2.
Wow.
2-2.
I'm good with this math stuff.
1 out of 3 guess.
Next one. Electrons have what kind of charge?
Oh, man. Dan.
Yes?
Positive?
Frank, negative. 3-2. 3-2.
All right, next one. What force is responsible for the formation of waves?
What force?
Yes. What force?
Frank.
Yes.
Rotation of the Earth.
I know it's
crap.
With you.
Incorrect.
Electronic.
Incorrect. Wind.
Wind.
Wind force is responsible.
Well, wind, because the Earth is rotating.
Well,
it spins and whoops up wind.
Yeah.
3-2 still.
Next
favorite.
One. Energy that is stored in an object is called what?
Frank.
Yes. Oh, I was going to give you choices. But,
go ahead.
You buzzed in too early.
Kinetic.
Dan, would you like the choices?
Sure, I would.
Kinetic, potential, or intrinsic?
Oh, man.
Well, you know it's not kinetic.
I have a 50-50 shot now. Potential.
3-3.
I
can't believe I did that. I still guess kinetic.
All right, next one.
You know where that's the state with the most energy is. Connecticut.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Next one.
3-3.
What is the reciprocal of 5/14?
What?
Are there choices?
No choices.
A 5/14
reciprocal.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
I saw.
14/5 Oh yeah. Yeah. 4-3
Next one. The Hoover Dam was built on what river?
Oh. Oh. Shoot. I was just, we were there not long ago, and I took the dam.
Can you tell us the whole story?
No, I took the dam tour, and they told us. Oh, no.
It's what is the score? 4-3
I cannot remember the name of the river.
I'm not going to.
I'll just guess. Dan. Snake.
Colorado? 5-3 Yeah. 5-3 Taking a giant lead.
Obviously, I didn't retain any of that.
No, you didn't.
Next question. What do you call an underwater mountain whose top is below the water's surface?
Whoa. That's a good one.
Huh.
Never heard of that.
No.
We're both passing on that.
Seamount.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Next one. What is the capital of China?
Oh. Frank?
Yes.
Beijing? Oh, ooh, man. 6-3 Way out in front.
All right. Next one here. What is the part of your body called that flops down over your windpipe when you swallow to keep food from going into your lungs? Yes.
Epiglottis?
Wow.
7-3
I wouldn't have got that.
Call me the doctor.
Epiglottis.
Yeah.
Next one. What is the chemical symbol for iron?
Oh.
Anyone?
Frank?
No.
Yes?
F-E?
Wow. Oh. Pull away, Dan.
8-3
How the heck did you get that?
I don't know. I just pulled that out of my butt.
Yes.
Chemistry class. I don't even know why I remembered it.
Man.
7-8 Was it 8-3 7?
Let's see. 1-2-3 Yeah, 8-3
Oh, my goodness.
Three more here. If you have a gross of pencils, you have how many?
Frank, 144
Wow.
That's right. I have a very high IQ.
Yeah.
I might remind you of that.
Next one. What is the official name of the North Star?
The official name?
Frank?
Yes.
Aurora?
Incorrect.
Dan?
Yes.
Borealis?
Oh, my God. No.
Aurora Areola?
Correct answer is Polaris.
8-3
Polaris.
Still.
Last question, Dan.
This Dan, one's worth 5 points. You don't have a chance of catching up, but let's do this anyway.
This one's worth five points.
Oh, 5 points. No, it's not.
There are how many millimeters in a centimeter?
Frank.
Yes.
Good. 10 Oh, yes!
You almost said something else.
9-3
10
9-3
Wow.
That's it. That's all I have.
Dan, this is where, if it were a tennis game, I'd walk out and shake hands with you at the net, and I'd whisper something, and the crowd would go, hey, good game, but I'd be whispering, idiot.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, I feel pretty good about that.
There you go. Yeah.
A couple of those things, like that Beijing thing. And iron, I cannot believe, I've never used that or had to remember that since I was in high school.
That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
F-E, that, remember that whole chart?
Oh, sure, the periodic table of elements. Yeah.
Now,
I only remember a couple. I think silver.
H2O.
Silver is Ag.
Well, hold on. H2O, hold on. H2O is not on there.
That's not the
H is on there and O is on there.
Nickel is Ni. Silver, I think, or gold. Ag is gold. I remember some of them, but yes.
I never got that. Why?
Nickel is
why
Ni.
Go isn't gold?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah.
It's cobalt is Co, which I think makes sense. But
that's
I remember the teacher would pull it down like a map up on a roll up.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They
put
that
in,
and you look at that thing and you thought, I'm never in my life going to need this. And guess what? We never have.
No.
I've never needed to know the symbol for iron.
Until today.
Until today. Mm-hmm. If you're going to become a pharmacist or something, or a chemist, or a geologist, I guess you need to know that.
AU is gold. Like, AG silver.
You even messed that up.
I did, right.
Well, that was a good game. I liked it, especially because I won. That's what you like it more when you win something. Mel, I guess you have to do a musical one time, and he can run off and leave me because I don't know anything about music. I wish I could
read
music.
That's what I'll find next, a music quiz.
We did that once, didn't we?
We should do that again.
Yeah, I think
but don't do any Journey or Styx or Boston. I don't know that music.
We did 70s and 80s, and you did pretty well in the
70s. Or you could do standards, or you could do just musical artist questions. You know, what was the name of the group, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, pull one of those out next time. Okay. That'd be fun. All right, we'll do a little business. Take a break. We come back. We get the whole hour open next hour. Please, what? Do I have time to talk to? No, I don't.
Bud wants to join in on the.
On the what?
The talent contest.
He does?
Yes.
Please get Bud's number.
Yeah,
After the break, we'll call him back. We have our first contestant. Okay, now we're excited. Window World is the largest selling replacement window in the United States. There are over 40,000 homes in the St. Louis area that have Window World windows. When your windows go bad, and they will, more than likely, they're builder-grade windows. Sorry, nothing against builders. There's some fine builders. But unless you specify that you want things upgraded, you're going to get builder-grade stuff. You're going to get builder-grade carpet, builder-grade heating and cooling system, unless you step it up a notch. And you're going to get builder-grade windows. And when they go bad, you're going to have to replace them. You can spend $1,000 a window. You actually can, if you want to do that. Or you can spend $189 a window. And you're dealing with a company that is locally owned by people who live here. It's a national name, but locally owned. And you're also dealing with a company that's very charitable. The charitable arm of Window World is Window World Cares. And I think they've given something in the neighborhood of $500,000 to St. Jude Children's Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. And if you want to go Google and read about an impressive place where no parents of any kid ever get a bill, you check out St. Jude. And Window World is really, really tight with St. Jude, and good for them. And they also put out a great window, and it's a great quality window. And even through gas prices going up and down and the economy changing, the quality of the window has never changed, neither has the price. $189. See why? It is the number one replacement window in the United States. You can do that at Window World St.